Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. The life is always oscillating between two very extreme lines of getting what you want and of not getting what you want. So there's always this idea at the back of your head that what if this wasn't the life that I was meant to live? And I guess it's very important to note that sometimes the reasons differ from what we have in our mind. Like, sometimes I have to ask myself whether I've been trying for whatever I think I deserve to have in my life, and I didn't. Have you ever asked yourself, okay, this wasn't the life that I was meant to live?
I would like to start my discussion with this couplet. The path you missed, the dreams undone, can still be found where new roads run. Talking about those missed opportunities, and I think everyone has, like, life quite often presents you with paths where we did not fully explore, where dreams we did not chase, where the roles we wish we had embraced more meaningfully.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for women especially, societal expectations.
Specifically.
Sometimes the circumstances of life, they overshadow aspirations for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for every woman.
Mm-hmm.
Or as they grow, they realize this. Yeah. Yes, this has happened. So, but instead of like focusing on solely on like what I missed, the missed opportunities, we can look for the practical strategies and provide a roadmap.
I always say that as a woman, even if there are some entanglements, even if there are some obstacles in the way of your future, you shouldn't act like a weak individual.
Yeah.
The thing is that you always must have to look for a way out of it.
Yeah.
For an alternative. Maybe because, you know, as women, we all know that now we're living in a perfect time, as for women, I must say. Though there are different types of obstacles and issues and problems. But then in past, it was even much more difficult. Like, if a woman wanted to go through education, she had to sacrifice her own life because of creating a family.
Yeah.
If she had to be, I don't know, even if she was a mom, she had to sacrifice her entire freedom of being an individual just to bring up some children.
Yeah.
There has always been issues and obstacles in the way of women. That doesn't mean that there has been none in the way of men, but then that's of a different sort.
But I think we should consider obligatory things before recommended ones. Mm-hmm. We have to prioritize.
Exactly.
You know, what is wajib?
It's been always said that people are lost between two roads. The road that they pick, the road that they just ignore. Sometimes you don't ignore it. You have to. It's not the matter of choice. It's the matter of force.
Yeah.
Sometimes situation, be it societal issues, family issues, I don't know, anything. Sometimes even natural catastrophes that happen would force you into being a different personality, into a different person who would actually pick the different choice that if they were in the normal situation, they would have never picked. So yes, you're listening to Muslim Lady and we're talking about the life that we were meant to live, Now, we don't know if that really would have been the thing that we deserved or not. But then I guess everybody in this world has got this trigger inside of them that tells them, what if you pick the other road? What if this wasn't your journey? The other alternatives were your journeys.
Yeah. So we quite often have missed opportunities, and we quite often keep on thinking on the what we missed. But yeah, we should not think on what we missed. We always have a way out, you know. For example, you wanted a job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Many women, I would say, like I personally, we always dream of contributing to the family. Doesn't matter your family is a rich family, whether your family is not financially well off.
I guess it comes intuitively.
It's intuitively in women that they want to contribute.
Yeah, they want to care.
Yeah, exactly. They want to care. So to the family, for the society, through their meaningful work. But some may have held back because of the traditional roles.
Yeah.
That I was explaining before, or lack of opportunities, or sometimes even because of self-doubt.
Yeah.
You want to try? I mean, I speak to so many women and they're they are so talented. I happened to meet someone like she, who was very good in making the shawls with her hands.
Knitting stuff.
Yeah, it was so good. And I told her, like, why didn't you apply somewhere? Why don't you start up your own? But there was a self-doubt thing that I realized within her.
They're not confident enough.
Yes. So, like, you know, identify your skills,
mm-hmm,
and assess your talents and interests, and consider home-based or flexible work options if you're not comfortable, like working outside in the society. And also network with others always.
Mm-hmm.
Try to network with good people. It's not bad to network with people. I think many of my job opportunities I usually get is because of the networking.
Now, I guess there's another much more important thing that we have to talk about. Sometimes you see people that they are just nagging at the world and the entire universe. Okay, you did this to me. You did that to me. Just projecting putting your finger on this person, on that person, just to find some people to object. But then the point is, how many times you ask yourself what you have been doing for the thing you really desired and aspired for? Sometimes there is aspiration, but there is no trying and no effort.
Exactly. I remember, this makes me remind of a conversation one of my aunts had with one of my uncles. And she was telling him, I aspired, one of my aspirations was to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think every woman's is. So the desire for beauty is a natural thing, and it often reflects that you have a deeper longing for that self-respect,
mm-hmm,
or self-esteem, or the confidence and the care. But,
how much have you tried for that?
How much you tried for that? Yeah, who stopped you, basically?
Yeah.
And she off, I would, like, I was looking at the conversation and I was laughing, and, like, this was a joke in the family. She told my uncle that, I wanted to look beautiful, but since I married you, like, everything got my dreams.
Everything got so ugly.
Yeah, everything got ugly. And my uncle
ever
was like,
since I look ugly.
Yeah. And my uncle jokingly told her, like, I say you like that always, but if you want to be beautiful, I don't have any issues. I would appreciate that. So, yeah, you know. Yes, if you are looking for that, start self-care.
Yeah.
Start focusing on
those
things.
I always say that when you accuse others for something that has happened to you, I don't say that it's wrong, because sometimes, yes, really, many people have had a hand in whatever you are now.
Yeah.
Have had a part. But then the thing is, I guess this is a weak attitude.
It is, because, you know, you ignore that I have a free will.
Exactly.
It reminds me of Rumi's quotes, and that in that he says that there was a man who entered somebody's garden without his permission. He went up on the tree, he started plucking the fruits, and the gardener saw him. Gardener told him, don't you feel ashamed? The man said, it's God's tree, it's God's fruit, and the bande khoda, and the servant of God, is plucking his fruits. So what's wrong in it?
Nothing wrong. It's just that I once heard this.
The gardener tied him to the tree.
Yeah.
And he picked up a stick and he started beating him hard on his back, on his sides. And the man was like, don't you feel ashamed? You're beating the servant of God. And
the man, eater of your fruits.
The man says that it's the stick of God. It's the back of a servant of God. Is these are the sides of the back of God. What am I doing?
It's nothing wrong.
And the man said that I really apologize. I regret what I said. There is free will. There is free will. There is free will.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We have free will. Never accuse others of what are you doing, or never try to put on those things, put on those blames.
Blaming others is the only thing that I know is that, yes, I do agree that sometimes I said it many times that, yes, sometimes situation, people around you, your friends, family, I don't know, many things, many conditions are in here. Maybe they have a great part in your failures. Maybe they have a great part on the things that have been imposed on you. Maybe they're a part of your failure. But then if you keep accusing them, if you keep blaming them, then you are degrading your power of change, your will to change. I guess that would be a weak attitude to always blame others. On the other hand, I would think that if we go by our own will to start to change things, to aspire for change, that is more strong.
Yeah.
It would be a much stronger attitude toward the situation that's happening.
Yes, changing attitude is very important. Like, you know, sometimes, like, I would talk about same beauty. For example, for the same aunt or many women like that, I would say redefine beauty. Redefine beauty.
Because deconstruct beauty.
Shift your focus on inequalities.
Exactly.
Like, you're kind, you have wisdom, you have piety. And this is something, this is lasting beauty.
Exactly.
Okay? And because your physical, your appearance thing is going to, it's again going to be, you know, time is going to eat it up.
Exactly.
You know?
That's, so, you know, I guess the gist of what you're saying is that be satisfied with what you have.
Content,
now,
yeah.
If anything that happens to you and you call it failure and you think that you would have been something really different from what you are now.
Right.
Then be satisfied and content with what you have and create the best out of this. Make the best out of this.
Look for the opportunities you have right
exactly.
now in front of you. Look for the roads that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened.
Yeah.
If one door gets closed, thousands many get opened.
Yeah, in the previous centuries, like when women were really oppressed and they were really the marginalized relic of society, let's say, there were many women who managed to be different, who managed to break these entanglements
yeah.
and to create masterpieces out of it. Maybe they have not been so wealthy women. Maybe they have not been women with a very loud voice. But then they did things that they that started to act as a revolutionary moment in the book of history.
Yeah.
And even if their name is not in the book, even if the history book do not recount their tales, but then there have been women who've been the mother to a nation, have been the mother to soldiers, who've been the mother to revolutionary leaders, who've
Indeed.
Changed the entire world. So technically you shouldn't degrade whatever you're doing right now in your life.
Never,
and
ever.
You must actually make the best out of it. So I guess this was the gist of all that we were talking
yeah,
about.
I would say a quote in the end is like, the life you long for is not yet gone.
Exactly.
With faith and effort, you will carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Your fate is not bound to chances lost. New beginnings bloom despite the cast.
Very beautiful. Yeah, so let that be the final world. Let that be the final words of today's episode, because I guess that is the gist. So, dear ladies, wherever you are, be proud of yourself and be proud of all your achievements, even if there have been a dark moment, even if there has been failure in your life. Try to take that as an advantage and look at it from a different perspective.
By the way, I remember something very beautiful from Nahjul Balagha. Do not be a slave to the past, for every new day is a chance to rewrite your story.
Very beautiful. Now I'm speechless. Well, thank you, dear ladies, for staying with us. Until another episode, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I know I'm
for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing.